News Talk 1450 WOL, Washington, D.C., a Radio 1 station, and worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
As a matter of fact, I was talking about networking earlier about how I was over the Silver Spring, the People for Change Coalition, but there are things happening out here in the community. There are people who actually value networking, their companies coming together, working together. As a matter of fact, we have a special guest on the phone today.
That's right.
The one and only Dr. Benjamin Chavis.
Ben Chavis.
Good morning, Dr. Chavis.
Good morning. I'm so glad to be back in Washington, D.C. Greetings to you and to all the brothers and sisters in the community.
Man, you say that like you've been here before.
Yeah, well, I'm a former D.C. resident now. I know D.C.
Hey, wait a minute. I thought you were from down that little town in Oxford, North Carolina.
I was born in Oxford, North Carolina, but, you know, we all migrated eventually to D.C.
That's exactly right. Each one of us has one of those North Carolina, South Carolina, some kind of roots.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I'm a North Carolinian myself. So I can relate. Dr. Chavis, I was talking to your PR person yesterday, and Maisha, great young lady. When she was telling me what you were doing here in the D.C. area, and when I was telling her about what the mission here of the marketing pulpit of building these strong businesses, building alliances, partnership, economic development, I was amazed that your mission is so aligned with what we're trying to do here.
It is absolutely aligned. I was listening to you in the intro, it is about economic transformation. It's about participating in the market system. What I'm doing with this public traded company, with the Dry Fry Wing company, is to provide an opportunity for brothers and sisters not only to own their own businesses, but to get involved in the marketplace. Because we don't do anything over the next 4 years, we've got to really improve our standing economically. And entrepreneurship and getting involved in business is the way to do it.
That's exactly right, because I tell people, and, you know, some people might get on me about this. I said, people are always talking about they're not hiring us. They're not giving us jobs. I'm like, who are this almighty they?
That's right. We got to create our own jobs.
That's exactly right. We have the power. We have the resources right here in the community. It takes people like you to get out here and sometimes push people and really to lead by example, and that's what I like about what you're doing.
Well, thank you so much. And we're having a grand opening of our co-branding with The Box, which is a brother named George Farrell, who's a proprietor. And, you know, I was out in San Francisco last year and tasted some wings. Mm. And I said, man, what? You know, I know we love to eat as a people, but we ought to be cooking our own food, producing our own food. So this is just the first step in not only getting people involved, but also because it's a publicly traded company, the stock symbol is EEDG. Look it up, EEDG, the Dry Fried Wing Company. And we're going to start here in Bethesda, Maryland today at 2 o'clock. But we're going to be all over the D.C. metropolitan area.
Now, is that a free event, Dr. Chavis?
Yes, sir, it's free.
Okay. All right, we like free over here.
Oh, yeah,
today, it's a for-profit business, so eventually you got to buy the wings, but we're giving them away today.
Okay, and what's the address again?
The address is at Wisconsin Avenue, straight up Wisconsin Avenue, Avenue at Old Georgetown Road, The Box. Corner of Wisconsin Avenue and Old Georgetown Road.
Yeah, we talk about on the show one of our marketing strategies. We call it the low threshold. You got to let people see and taste what you're doing so they can start paying for it.
Invest in people. People will invest in you.
Some of the young folks out here might not be familiar. I'm going to give them an F in history if they don't. But Dr. Chavis is of the Wilmington 10 fame. And tell me, how did your fight for civil rights segue into your dry fried wings?
Well, thank you. In my speech today, I'm reminding people, you know, Monday is Martin Luther King Day, and we're here for the inauguration of President Barack Obama.
Amen.
But right before Dr. King was taken from us, his last speech was about economic justice, economic opportunity, economic access. And that's what that, to me, that is the civil rights issue going forward for the remainder of the 21st century. We have to create value. We have to learn what the stock market is all about, and start investing in ourselves and trading in ourselves and producing wealth and revenue in our communities. And that's what we're about.
I thank you, because we sit here on this show and we're talking to people on every Friday right here on this show talking about building strong business. And I tell you, I take it personally, because I've always said it's a sad commentary when our community can't hire its own young people. We send our kids out in these communities sometimes, and sometimes these communities are even hostile to our kids. And here we are, grown people with assets and fancy cars and pools and all these things, and we can't even hire our own kids. So when I see somebody like you doing what you're doing, Dr. Chavis, I take my hat off, I bow, I say, people, anything Dr. Chavis is doing here today, let's get out here and support. And,
right. I want to make Wall Street Owl Street. I want to occupy, I want to stack some paper.
I'm for that.
I'm also, with the hip-hop generation, even though I'm an OG. I support my partner, Russell Simmons, and, that's all we believe is creating these entrepreneur and economic development opportunities.
Well, I love it. This has been a wonderful honor. I'm glad you could join us today.
Thank you, and I'm so pleased that you're doing this regular. I like that whole idea of the marketing pulpit, man. You got my 100% support.
Well, I want you to join us again and stay in tune with us because we're going to take this show on the road, which we really have a movement here.
We need it national, man. We need to take what you're doing right here at WOL and make this a national thing because this is the message that our young people, as well as some of our senior citizens need, man. We need to start investing in our future.
Well, Dr. Chavis, I hope you help us make that happen, and I'm looking forward to
it. I'll make it happen.
All right, then. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Chavis.
Thank you so much, and come and get some of these dry fry wings, man.
I'll be out there, okay.
Absolutely. We need to come out and do a live remote with you, too, Dr. Chavis.
Absolutely. I would love to do a live remote with you.
Absolutely.
All right, folks. That was the Honorable Dr. Benjamin Chavis. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back after the break. Mark the pulpit, Robert Gatewood. Be right back.
News Talk 1450 WOL, Washington, D.C., a Radio 1 station, and worldwide at WOLDCNews.